is frightful, but HRN is so delightful. The auditors are listening in. Radiothon is about to begin. Glenn, Wendy, Jamie, Jen, and Jamie are working and talking aplenty. Their ponies are all fed and warm. Radiothon is a horse crazy storm. Oh, the sponsors are all on board. All the hosts handing out the gear. We all hope to win big and cheer. 12 hours of fun all day long, with horses and interviews and songs.
It's time for the next hour of the HRN Holiday Radiothon in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Happy holidays, HRN family. This is from My Horse Truly in Kansas. I tore my hay bag right in half. Somebody snitched on me. Kicked my pony brother right in the ouch. Somebody snitched on me. Daily Dunkin' rinse in my tank. Give that electric fence a really good yank. My vet bills will break any bank. And somebody snitched on me. Oh, I'm getting peppermints for Christmas. Even though mommy is mad, I'm getting training for Christmas. Ugh, 'cause I ain't been nothing but bad. I won't be seeing Santa Claus. Somebody snitched on me, brother. He won't come visit me because somebody snitched on me. Where'd these cameras come from? Next year I'll be sneakier. Next year I'll be trickier. I'll start now. It's never too late. 'Cause someone will snitch on me.
Thank you, Tammy. I think we've all had one of those ponies. Well, we are halfway there, and it's Hour 7, the Healthy Critters Hour of the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network 12-Hour Live Holiday Radiothon by Stateline Tack. With additional support provided by HorseLovers.com, Ride with GPS, N2 Salary, and BioStar. I'm Glenda Geek, and with me in the studio still is Dr. Wendy Ying of the Driving Radio Show, and we are your guides for this entire 12 hours. We made it, Wendy. We're halfway. Yay.
All downhill from here.
We're getting a little punchy, but I do think we have to open the alcohol pretty soon.
Me too.
We're both getting a little punchy and a little tired this afternoon, so it's soon that time. But this is also the reason, at this very time in Radiothon, I bring in these two, because they wake us up and or annoy me. It's one or the other that happens.
Oh, yeah, and either, you hate this palm.
I know. I just hope that there's a certain dog not going to be on today. But we have Tigger and Patty from the Healthy Critters Radio Show. Hey, guys.
Hey, how are you?
We're hanging in there. We're doing great. You know, it is always this time of day when we start to slow down a little bit that you guys just perk it the hell up.
Well, that's our job, and
annoy you.
Yes,
I was going to say we were. I was going to bring that up later, and you know. But thanks, Tig, for the segue into that.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah,
and you. I just noticed the auditors too talking about who you have coming up, Tigger. Who do you have in this hour?
We've got the 2019 National Grand Prix champion, which is Jim Coford.
Like big time dressage rider, right? Like big deal.
He has won this 3 years in a row. Yes. Both the Grand Prix and the freestyle.
But you couldn't find anybody any better? You had to stick with Jim?
They were busy. And actually, we were annoying them.
Jim had nothing better to do but talk to you two today.
Okay. We've got a poem coming up.
What's that?
Special help.
Tigger, you got really quiet on us. Let's try that again. Oh, and now she's gone. I think we lost her. Patty, it's up to you. You're carrying the show.
I was going to say, she was saying that we have a poem coming up.
Oh.
A special healthy critters poem.
Special healthy critters in true healthy critters fashion.
I might have had a preview of the poem, and I. Why is it always at my expense? I just want to know.
Glenn, don't make it so easy. That would be my advice. Is don't make yourself such a target. Don't expose your throat so much, especially when it comes to the dog.
Yes.
So for those that don't know, they have the only podcast with a speaking, annoying little runt of a Pomeranian that's on with them every week talking about how... Is it a he or she? I've never figured that out.
It's a she.
Oh, boy. I hope Hetty's not listening.
Me too.
I'm scared now.
You're in big trouble, Glenn.
I did that just to annoy her.
Yeah, bigger
I
did trouble.
See, she's not here, so I can pick on her this time. You don't know how many people wrote to me and said, is the annoying Pomeranian going to be on to annoy you during this hour again? Because apparently it's a favorite. Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that, actually. Yeah. It's not on the schedule.
Uh-oh.
Well, we like to surprise you. Tis the season.
Because it's not on the schedule. I'm just saying.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
We were afraid you wouldn't show up, Glenn, so...
Well, I did want
maybe somebody better let the Pomeranian know because I know she's waiting patiently.
Oh,
well, she's in a sit stay. Her servant is.
There's no way this Pom is going to let this show go on without her. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I used to own a Pika Pom.
Yeah, she thinks it's her show.
I owned a Pika Pom, and it wasn't as annoying as this one. I got to say. It did have a tooth that stuck out in the front. It made it look really funny, though. I got to tell you that, too. Hey, if you're listening and you're new and just joining us, don't forget you can listen on iOS or Android, the Horse Radio Network app. Or you can just go. If that's not working for you for some reason, you can just open up the browser, go to the App Store, hit HolidayRadiothon.com and hit the live play button. We're giving away a ton of prizes today, over $10,000 worth. We've made a lot of people happy so far today. And I'm going to ask you guys this question very shortly, the funniest or sneakiest thing your horse ever did. And if you did send in a voicemail, you are eligible to call in today and enter again for the prizes. The recorded version of today is being put out every hour. Jemmy's over there slaving away right now, putting them out every hour immediately. So you're not slaving?
Don't say slaving. I am black.
I keep forgetting that.
See, I told you, Glenn, you're going to get arrested. You're racist, sexist.
Yeah, I am the most racist
dog
person.
Dog harassment.
Deplorable.
Dog harassment, yes.
I would not be in public with him alone. That's all I'm going to say. I'd be looking over my shoulder.
Yeah. Look. I'm racist. I have a black person and an Asian right here across from me. I'm so racist.
And a Pomeranian.
And a Pomeranian. I mean, that's the worst one of the lot right there.
That's a kerfluffle of different things.
Wendy, get me out of this, Wendy. Dig.
On the good note, we have over $600 in prizes that we're going to give away at the end of the hour by BioStar, N2 Saddlery, and HorseLovers.com. Plus, at the end of the 12 hours, we'll have two grand prizes, the $500 gift certificate from Kelly Herd Jewelry, and from Wintech, your choice of any Wintech saddle.
Did it to yourself. Wow.
This is what happens when they come on the show. This is what happens.
You did it to yourself.
I feel that we've been thrown under the bus and driven over a couple times here, Tiggs. What are you thinking? I think we're going to unleash the hound is all I'm going to say.
435-272-1997. 435-272-1997. And it was exactly 2 years ago when Jemmy was here the first time for Radiothon when I said slaving over something and she looked at me appalled. And I had no idea what I said. And I got in trouble then for this.
Oh. So what does that say? What does it say when you do the same behavior over and over again? What does that mean? What was that saying?
It's called pulling a Glenn.
It's pulling a Glenn.
Well,
that'll become a meme.
You know what? You can make it up in the next hour. We'll ask people what their pronouns are before we start.
Oh, there you go.
And then we'll absolve ourselves from this hour. Yeah.
We do have some lines open if you want to call in, and we can get you on the air as well. All right, let's start with Tigger. Tigger, what kind of riding did you do in, like, the old days?
Oh, the old days I rode ponies.
You did? The naughty ponies, days. Like we've been hearing about all day?
No, she's going to have lots of stories.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how a lot of kids start out. That's how I started out. On ponies that would trot up nicely to the fence, and then right before they jump, they'd stop, and you'd go head over heels. Yes.
Yeah.
Those kinds of ponies. That's what I started.
Tiggy spearing.
Yeah.
What was your first pony's name? That's always fun. Let me guess. It was Snowflake.
You know, I never had my own pony.
Really?
Nope. I took riding lessons on Bill Steinkraus's old pony.
Oh, you poor thing.
Oh, yeah. You had to. You started.
I didn't have
again,
my own pony. I
again,
just had Olympic
Bill Steinkraus is on our Equestrian Legends show.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this pony was like 12 hands.
Yeah, and his pony was not an equestrian legend.
Yeah.
That's what Tigger's trying to tell you.
Correct. And his name was Foxtrot.
Oh, really? Aww. Oh, that's cute, though. That's a cute name. And now, did you have horses growing up? Did you ever get a pony for Christmas?
No. My sister did.
Oh, that sucks.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I'm the oldest of four, and I, you know, wanted a pony, took riding lessons and went to pony camp and then started catch riding. And every year I wanted a pony. And when I was about 13, my riding instructor sat my parents down and said, you know, this kid really needs her own horse to go on. And they said, no. And so magically I discovered boys. Mm-hmm. And I thought, okay, can't have a pony. This looks these two leggings look pretty interesting. So my sister is 7 years younger. And as she started riding, and she wanted a pony, bam, she got one, because they learned a very valuable lesson.
Yeah.
Better to have the kid involved in horses than outdating guys and smoking weed.
And there's our lesson.
Yes, yeah. Just and copy. She slid that in.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. Now, she didn't say she's ever stopped. Did you notice that? Maybe that's why your show's always so much fun.
Yeah.
I need to smoke some right now after this hour.
And she's good at herbal therapy.
No, we don't.
One of the auditors just said, imagine what Glenn would say if he was drinking. Well, that'll be later. You can tune in about 7
What makes
7
you think
o'clock.
He's not drinking?
Patty, what kind of riding did you do as a kid?
Well, I did a little bit of everything. I started out sort of English and then did Western for a little bit and then went back to English. But I never had a pony because I was too tall. I was always taller than everybody else. I think at like 10 years old, I was taller than most of my friends' parents. But yeah, I did a little bit of Western. I started at Winnie Stables with Mr. J. And then from there, I was just taking my riding lessons like once or twice a week wasn't enough. So I found a place that needed some horses taken care of. So I would ride my bike on the other afternoons to go take care of this woman's horses, and did for a long time before I ever even rode them. And then she had some Western horses that I played around with and eventually talked her into doing them English. So, and then, you know, then went on to like eventing and stuff like that. But I always wanted my own horse, but I didn't really ever need it because too many people were always offering me to ride their horses. So that was a good thing. But I didn't get my first horse until I was probably about, I think it was just right around 19 or 20. And then the rest has been history.
Yeah, the rest has been history. 5,000 horses later.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hey, we have a caller that wants to talk to you. And everybody that's been listening all day, I don't know if you guys have been listening much, but there was a voicemail earlier with the woman who was riding the horse in a ring in a class, and the horse went by on the rail and stole a kid's hot dog and ate it during the class. That is Hillary, and Hillary is here and wants to say hi to Tigger. Hi, Hillary.
Hi there. Hey, how are you guys?
Good. That was the funniest story of all day. That was hilarious.
That's crazy.
I can laugh about it now, but boy, oh boy, did that ruin my life as a teenager.
You were on the horse, or did you lose your hot dog?
No. I was walking through the inn gate. We were being judged at the walk, went through the inn gate, and he took a hot dog right out of this little boy's hand who was standing by the inn gate, and then proceeded to run around and, you know, walk, trot, canter both directions with it hanging out of his mouth.
That's hysterical.
That's the best.
Yeah. Oh, the announcer thought it was fantastic either as well. So it was, you know,
The best story of the day.
That's hysterical.
So, Hillary, you wanted to talk to Tigger.
I did. Tigger, a few years ago, I emailed you about my dog and some of her digestive problems, and you recommended some food for me, and she has been fantastic ever since. And so I wanted to say thank you.
Oh, thanks.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that our hosts are accessible, and especially Tigger is an expert in health, and you can talk to her. She actually talks to normal people like us. You know, she comes down off her high horse, and she'll talk to us occasionally.
Oh, yes. And, yes, I'm on such a high horse.
But Tigger is the amazing person behind Bistar, and she just is great to talk to about these things. So I'm so glad it helped. That's great. Was hot dogs on the diet?
No, bottling allergy. Sorry?
Were hot dogs in
the diet? No, hot dogs is not on the diet.
Oh, okay. All right, just checking.
Tigger loves a hot dog. Said no one ever.
Aren't you like a vegetarian or vegan or something?
She wouldn't eat a hot dog.
Nobody should eat hot dogs.
Well, she's shaking in her boots just because we said it.
Hillary, that's terrific, though, to know that it did help. That's great.
It's been fantastic. So,
I'm telling you guys, if you don't listen to the Healthy Critters show, Tigger, she does get on her high horse during the Healthy Critters show, and she does this health segment, which I understand half of, but you all get it. And it is she knows more about this stuff than we have ever thought to know in a lifetime, and she is a great resource. And you can contact her directly, and she will talk to you. It's amazing.
It's only you, Glenn, that she doesn't.
I know. I've tried to ask her about my dog, and she won't even answer my calls. No, nope.
But that's okay. Just have Jennifer ask. She'll answer Jennifer.
Hillary, have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Hillary.
Thank you, guys. You too. Bye-bye.
Great story.
Bye.
That's great.
That was a good story.
You can just picture in the class, there's 15 horses, and this is eating a hot dog on the rail. She didn't tell the end, though. What did the judge say at the end? That's the reason she never showed again?
The horse that won was like the one that showed off his wiener.
Yes.
The one that was showing his wiener the whole time.
The story only gets better.
Yes. Only gets better. All right. We have to play our sponsor. We have to hear about our sponsor, who is terrific, Stateline Tech, and then we're coming back to talk to your terrific guest.
This is Ward from Stateline Tech, and you are listening to the 5th Annual Horse Radio Network Holiday Radiothon. The funniest thing my horse does is continually try to splash herself with the water from the water trough. She loves being wet, especially in the summer. Merry Christmas from all of us here at Stateline Tech.
Stateline Tack is making holiday shopping easier than ever, with incredible deals and great gift items for everyone on your list. Briar and plush toys are the perfect gift for young riders who dream of having their very own horse. Stuff everyone's stockings with horse-themed jewelry, decor, and items that can be personalized for that special touch. And who wouldn't want a Stateline Tack gift certificate for their very own shopping spree? Visit StatelineTac.com/HRN for the best holiday deals and enter code HRN for exclusive savings on your order. Stateline Tack, we make riding affordable.
And you can introduce your guest. We got him ready.
Ah, Jim Coford is a really good friend of both Patty and I. Mm. We have known him for many years. He's a excellent rider. He's a terrific human being. And I have to say that I don't think anybody can ride to music like he can. I mean, he really makes dressage musical freestyle worth watching. So I'm thrilled to say that we have Jim Cofford on this very special live radiothon show.
Hey, guys. Glad to be here.
Hey, Jim. How are you?
Yes, Patty. Hello.
I thought he wasn't really happy to be here for a minute. I was like, I'll come on with these two again.
No, Jim doesn't react the way you do, Glenn. We don't irritate him. Well, welcome, Jim.
So I asked Jim ahead of time what was some of the something funny that one of his horses has done. So I'm sure that there are many. Jim, have
that's
you come
what
up
I was
with
just, memorable? I was just gonna say, yeah, that's another thing that people need to know about Jim is Jim always has the best stories and he's extremely funny. So grab a beer.
It's actually sort of most of it is just sort of the ridiculousness of because they don't really take it that seriously. But I have some really, really strong-willed horses that sort of do their own thing, and I'm sort of along for the ride. So I just. Yeah.
That's what it looks like, Jim.
I try not to stick out. I try not to be that guy. And sure enough, I'm that guy.
Oh, so. That ship may have sailed, sweetie. But
yeah. Can not you... the guy in a good way. That guy. Oh, yeah. That's the guy whose horse is loose.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Jim, can you tell the Rhett story in Germany, please?
Well, the Rhett story in Germany. Rhett is a really... He acts like he's afraid of the world. He's 17'2". He's this giant monster of a horse. And the first show I took him to, I was sent over by our federation. I had a big grant to go over. And the first show I went to, he was afraid of the flags. He was afraid of the flowers. He was afraid of the judges. And I didn't even make it all the way around the ring. I finished 50 points behind second to last point. The horse in front of me. And then it was 100 points. Behind the horse in front of him. So I was, and I had to make that call back to our federation and just to explain the situation. So the next time I was going in the ring, I was like, that's it. We are not going to do this again. We're going to be brave. You're going to go around the ring. So it was a long, long day. We got to the show at 6 a.m. and in Germany, it's different. You don't get stalls. You just stand on the horse lorry and you wait your turn to go. So horses are getting off and coming back and getting off and coming back. And Red is not used to standing on a trailer that long. So we took the door off the lorry, off the lorry. So we're not anticipated having a convertible. That was an awkward phone call to Michael, but he was actually quite brave in the ring and he was fabulous. He was second place. And so we got to do our first victory gallop in Germany. So there was a driving show going on. And so we had to go past the castle, past the driving show to the main ring. And then there was like Oompa German band. And so we very majestically took our second place ribbon and galloped around behind the horses. And I was like psyched. It was like, great day, except for the door that fell off the lorry. And then we go again past the band. We go past the carriages and we get back to the lorry. And I'm just doing a happy dance because I'm like, yay, you know, like we weren't a failure after all. And so I dismount and he was, you know, like I said, really happy with himself and he'd been very brave. And I was thrilled with how brave he was. So I, then opened my hat box to take my hat off and it made a little creaking sound. Now granted, we have to spin through this crazy, insane horse show and band and driving and just chaos and crowds. The hat box. Then I'm off. And so I was pulled off my seat, drug through the mud for quite some time before I just eventually let go, and he was gone. Now, this was the same horse who was afraid of everything the week before. He goes into the driving show, is headed back out to the stadium, is gone for 15 minutes, and I come back. And he looks like a prize fighter. He has like a few pieces of the bridle still around his neck and wrapped around his head. And he came back and like I was head to toe mud, Like, and I had to admit, yeah, I'm the guy. Yeah,
yeah, I'm with
what
him.
What was that second call to the Federation like after they had just spent $25,000 getting you over there for the second time?
Yeah, well, you know, that was another winner. So once again, I try not to actually stand out to be the idiot, but even no matter like how good things are, there's a yin and a yang. I tend to notice when I'm competing.
Before I forget, Samantha and Morgan want to say hi to you. They miss you and they wanted to say hi, and I think you probably know who they are. So,
they're saying hi. Awesome. Oh, yeah. That's nice to hear. Thanks, and hey to them too.
You fit right in here, Jim.
I see another future for you, Jim.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to need it the way the Federation feels about him right now.
Yeah.
I mean, geez.
Oh, that was years ago.
Absolutely. I am going to need, probably. Right.
Jim, what's the coolest place you ever showed?
You know, once again.
What's the coolest place you've ever showed?
The coolest place?
Yeah.
You know, I would. Cool is relative. But I did a really funny exhibition in Washington, D.C. a couple of weeks ago. And
this is great.
That was, I mean, just actually, the owner had her own Vegas show, the owner of My Meridiah. So she loves like the limelight. So we arrived a couple of weeks ago at the right outside of Washington, D.C. Beltline. We took a, so when we got there, we unloaded, and then they said, okay, we need 67 ponies and the dressage horse to load up now to go into the city. So she, my mare, is loaded with 67 ponies, and we're caravanning to Washington, D.C. And this is Friday rush hour traffic. This is also the Friday night where there's a World Series baseball game going on, and like there's a Marine Corps marathon. There was so much going on that weekend, so it was complete chaos and anarchy on the road, and I'm just desperately trying to follow them into the city. So eventually, we're just snarled in traffic, and so I'm trying to follow. I finally just dumped my car and sprinted following the van, and so because they finally just stopped and just started unloading on the street. So there we are, rush hour traffic in the middle of the city, and there we are unloading my dressage horse. So we're walking down the street, down the sidewalk. It was surreal. And like, I'm in a complete panic because like, if I trip, if I fall, if I let her go, like what'll happen? And then I look up, and the owner is like, she's landed on Hollywood Boulevard. And I look at my horse and she's like, this is it. I've arrived. My people. Like, my horse is such a city girl. She hates nature. She hates hacking. Like, and on the streets of D.C., she had arrived. So she was pretty excited. That was actually, there was glitter. There were spotlights. There was a 20,000 seat arena. That was it.
Oh, thank God. Civilization.
That's right. Why did they put farms in the country anyway? What kind of stupid thing is that?
Absolutely. So I really would like know, like, she is completely the opposite of my horse, Rhett. Rhett would have had a nervous breakdown. Adaya was like, just absolutely like city girl. She was at large and in charge. She finally hit the stage and was appreciated for who she is. So no judges and lots of people clapping. The best.
And sparkly polo wraps, right, Jim?
Yeah, all the right.
Yeah, one
crystals.
Has to watch the sparkly. Yeah, she had 3,000 Swarovski crystals like sewn into each leg wrap. And
she did not.
And bell boots.
Yeah, she did.
She did.
She did. Actually, yeah. I don't even know how much it cost, but it was epic.
I got a nice view of them at.
I told
Kentucky.
You, like, the owner has had her own Vegas show. She's not afraid of a little sparkle.
Yeah.
I don't want to ask what the show was. I really don't want to know what I'm afraid to ask.
It was Capital Challenge.
Oh, gotcha.
The
okay.
Washington International.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
No, he meant the show.
I meant
Vegas.
The show your owner had. That's the one I don't want to know about.
Oh, that show in Vegas. Yeah, yeah. There's no telling.
It was a magician, wasn't it?
Yeah, she was an illusionist. She had a Vegas show. She had a world tour. She was She was on the road, and yeah.
I thought you were going to say burlesque. I was really going the burlesque route, but you know, with all the crystals.
That would
things.
Be the horse, not the owner.
Yeah. Okay. Jim, before we let you go, tell us what were the holidays like when you were a kid growing up? Were horses involved, or was that the day of no horses, or?
I grew up in the suburbs. I was just a crazy kid in the suburbs. So I had a pretty normal life until I turned 8, and then got on my first horse. And then after that, that was it. So then everything, every gift, every spare moment, any other word out of my mouth was horse. So, like I said, it was huge. Whether my parents and my brothers wanted it or not, horses were certainly part of every holiday.
Is any of your brothers or anybody else into horses, and do they ever come see you ride?
No. But you know, the thing is, in the age of the internet, it's everywhere. It's like everything's live. You can't get away with anything, and so I'm sure. Like they've had to endure a dressage test or two. And anytime you get on Facebook, my mare is a little bit Facebook famous. So she's everywhere. Escape is futile. So I think, my family has had to endure a lot of my dressage career, because I kept it under wraps for years, but it's sort of, like I said, in the age of, the internet and Facebook, it's, you know,
yeah, Jim, it's not under wraps anymore. I got to tell you, you're kind of out there now.
It's definitely not.
No. Jim, thank you for joining us, and Merry Christmas. Have a great holiday.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Hey, Jim. Same to you guys. All right. Take care.
That's fun.
All right. Sounds good. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Well, I hate to say this, but how did the dog get onto your show in the first place?
It's her Don't show. It's the dog's show.
I think it's more how were we allowed onto the show.
I remember when I said to Glenn, I wanted to do, you know, a show on, you know, focusing on nutrition and stuff for animals. And, oh, by the way, Glenn, I have a talking Pomeranian. And there was this dead silence over the phone. Dead silence. And I went, boy, I thought he'd be kind of hip and cool, but he's not. And he said, well, I'm not so sure about that. And, da, 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 da. And then when we started, and I was determined, because I think Hedwig is unbelievably amusing. So when we first started, then I got feedback from Glenn that there were people that were listening that were really like, oh, we do not like this dog. And then as the more they listened, then they, you know, that dog is pretty funny. So she's won over a fan club, I think. Mm-hmm.
She's an acquired
taste. Unfortunately, she's here.
Ah! Hedy!
Hello, everyone.
Hello, Hedy.
Hello, Jennifer and Tigger. And Patty and Glenn, who still has no taste whatsoever.
And unfortunately, Hedy is so far away, I can barely hear her. Your connection is really bad, Hedy. I don't know that we can talk.
Hello?
I'm just picking on you, Hedy.
What's wrong with you, Glenn? Maybe you're just not that good listening.
I have a poem to play that Hedwig was part of later. And Hedwig, why do I always come up in your poems? I think it's because you love me.
Yep, that's it. For sure.
Well,
and for certain, you're among my favorite people.
I knew that. I knew that. You know, I would be the one. I'm sure that you hang around with Tigger, and all she's doing is giving you healthy treats, blah, blah, blah. If you hang around with me, I will give you hot dogs. I promise.
Well, I'm coming to live with you now. Tigger does not give me healthy treats or treats of any kind. I'm supposed to perform for them. So what's the point? I don't want them that much.
No. Well, you know what? You'd be much happier with me. I promise you, because you'd be so fat, you'd be waddling around here.
Well, that sounds great. I'm moving right now. I'm packing my little suitcase, and my sister and I will be on our way in no
time. Wait a minute. One Pomeranian's enough. Is the other one a Pomeranian, too?
Of course, she's a Pomeranian, Glenn. She's my sister. Please try to keep up.
I didn't put two and two together there for a minute. Does she bark as much as you? Because I imagine you just bark endlessly.
No, she doesn't, actually, but she howls like a tiny little red wolf.
Oh, cute.
Well, Hedwig, it's been good talking to you again, but unfortunately we've run out of time. So I have to go.
I don't believe you.
No, we really have. I have to get to the voicemail packages that all the listeners have sent in. And I don't know if anybody mentions you, but if they do, it's going to be in this package right here.
All right. Well, you run along now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's take a listen to the latest package from the listeners.
You have reached the Horse Radio Network voicemail line. Please leave your voicemail after the tone.
Hi, I'm Judy Howard from horselovers.com. The funniest thing that ever happened to me on a horse was when I was trail riding in Arizona and my horse decided to lay down in the desert and not get up. Merry Christmas from all of us at horselovers.com.
2019 Radiothon, everyone, from auditor Chelsea Scriven here in Virginia. I decided to sing you guys a song about my gelding Blue and his sneaky habit for the holidays. My gelding Blue is awfully cute until you make him mad. He's passive aggressive, so please do take care. For his flicking tail, he'll nail you in the face. He's sneaky, his aim is deadly. He will not lash out right away. He lies in wait instead until you're in position for maximum swattage, and then he'll flick his tail, lashing through the air like a flail, and then you will know that you have pissed him off.
Hello, everybody. This is Kelly Gross from Hackettstown, New Jersey. I'm going to tell you a little story about the horse that I had in high school that was very naughty. So his name was Klaus, and he was an off-the-track thoroughbred, but 17.2 hands. Huge and majestic, and you'd think he'd be a tough guy, but he was actually a big chicken. So there was one day that I decided to try picking up a polo mallet with him just for fun to see if, you know, we could stick and ball a little bit and just play around. And he was pretty good about it at first. He was very tolerant, but at some point he just decided that it wasn't worth it, and so he dumped me in the dirt. I bought some real estate, and he decided to take a little trip across the barn parking lot in the middle of the day on a Saturday. So there were all kinds of cars and people, and it was just a big commotion. And so that was his very naughty thing that he did, but it turned out everybody was okay. I was okay. He was okay. And we figured out the polo mallet later. We just took our time and had a little discussion about it.
Hi, this is Courtney. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, and I wrote you a short poem about my fat pony named Riot. There once was a pony named Riot. He always looked like he needed a diet. On one stall resting night, he put up a fight, broke out of his box, and ate till he was stuffed past his socks.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dana Ingram from California. I have no horse story to share, sadly, but I have a story about my dog, Smokey. Back when he was about 2 months old, around Christmas time, actually on Christmas Eve, my mother-in-law got a mini donut maker, and she made us all banana donuts, and everyone was excited. So my husband and I sat down on the couch to eat them, and Smokey, as small as he was, he snuck up on me from the side somehow. And as I was putting the donut in my mouth, he snatched it from my lips and scarfed it down so quick that we just couldn't do anything, and the donut was gone. Nothing we could do.
Another donut.
That had to have been one of the sneakiest things he did. And happy holidays, everyone.
I love donuts.
Hi, my name is Annie, and I'm from Spokane, New York. And here's my poem about my horse. There once was a horse named Dud. During a model class, he laid down and went thud. He caught me by surprise, but there was a sneaky gleam in his eyes. Turned out he was fine, but it really made me whine. Unfortunately, we placed last because of the brat. But I still love that big fat rat. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so this is a naughty dog story with a horse twist. We adopted a rescue dog who was about a year and a half old, and she had spent her life in an outside kennel with basically no contact. So she was pretty sneaky and shy when we first got her. And she started to warm up to us, and then she would sneak into the house or the garage, and she would steal our stuff. And for the most part, she would just relocate it at first. Then she started to figure out that all of our stuff was edible. And then she would start to eat anything, and I do mean anything, that she got her mouth on, unless it was a dog toy or a chewy, something we'd specifically purchased for her, in which case she wanted nothing to do with it. Well, somehow, despite our most vigilant efforts, she managed to sneak into our garage and get my boots. My beloved $200 Dublin Pinnacle tall boots that I had for once in my life allowed myself a splurge. They were so incredibly comfortable and perfectly worn in, and I just absolutely loved them. And I'm not a fashion person, so this was a really big deal for me. I just loved these boots. She got my boots and she ate them. And when I say ate them, I mean ate them. I'm not exaggerating. She literally ate the top third of one of the boots. Gone, missing, never saw it again. So suffice it to say, I was pretty mad. Then I had to go and reorder the boots, which is totally not like me because I'm the tightwad in the family and I hate spending money, especially just because the dog ate something. It was infuriating. But to say the least, she was a naughty dog. Thank God that she's mostly outgrown that stage. Mostly.
Hey, Horse Radio Network. This is Bethany McNett. I'm looking at my dog right now, and it reminded me of something she did a couple weeks ago. She is an American Leopard Hound, and she's young and gets real hyper when she isn't running around on our farm all day. A couple weeks ago, she was in the house most of the day because we were in and out. She didn't get a lot of her energy out, so I knew she would be hyper that night. About 10 minutes after we went to bed, I just had this feeling. I was like, I better go check on her. I walked down the stairs, got halfway down, started smelling this wretched smell. And I was like, oh gosh, what in the world could have happened in 10 minutes? Well, I get down the stairs and I see plastic everywhere. And I was like, I didn't leave anything out. So I yelled up to my husband, who is a hunter, keep in mind, of deer. I said, babe, there is a smell coming from downstairs that you wouldn't even believe. And there's plastic everywhere. I said, do you know what it would be? I'm scared to walk down any further. And he goes, uh-oh. Oh, no. And he comes running down the stairs. He's like, dadgummit. I was like, what is it? He's like, it's dough piss. I'm like, oh, that's right. I brought
damn it, Zeus,
the bag from Tractor Supply in the house and set it on the counter the night before. He had an unopened box and package of dough pee, you guys, that she had tore off the counter and ripped that's into. Gross. And she rolled all in it.
And then on the bed.
Needless to say, she slept in the garage on her bed that also had dough pee all over it until I bathed her the next morning. I couldn't take it. And we cleaned carpets for the next hour instead of going to bed. So I'll leave you guys with that.
April Hardiman here, and I am calling in from Germany. I just wanted to wish a very Merry Christmas to everybody at the Horse Radio Network, the listeners and the hosts. I love everything that y'all have done for us. And I just wanted to share a fun little story about my horse, King. When he was only a week old, he decided to go roll in this puddle that we had in the arena. And it's not just any puddle. It was a red Georgia clay puddle. So after rolling in it, he turned into a complete chestnut horse. And he's a Bay Overo, and there was lots of white. So you can just imagine what he looked like afterwards. And he was running around, jumping in it, and just having a good old time. And it was just really cute to see a little baby horse doing that.
Natalie Dyer, our horse redneck
had snuck out of the back part of our pasture and went through the 40 acres that was next door to us, come out on the dirt road and went to our neighbor's house up on top of the hill and went over and ate his huge 50-something pound prize watermelon that he was just going to turn into our watermelon contest we were having this that year.
Oh my God.
Hi, guys. Just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas. Me and my horse love your radio, and yeah.
She's like, I think she's like eight.
That's amazing. So cute.
These listener voicemails were brought to you by horselovers.com. Enter to win the horselovers.com holiday sweepstakes. Win name brand products for you, your horse, or barn every single month. Simply visit the sweepstakes giveaway page during the holidays at horselovers.com/sweeps. It takes just 10 seconds to enter. No purchase is necessary, and winners will be announced the following week. Horselovers.com is also offering a special holiday discount with purchase just for you, our HRN and Radiothon listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com simply by entering HRN in the coupon box at checkout. That's it. Just enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout at horseloverswithaz.com. Doesn't it make you wonder why our listeners don't do the show? Because they're so much more talented than we are.
I don't get it. Great.
So we have had Sally from Canada. Apparently has tried to call in a number of times today. Let's talk to Sally. Hi, Sally.
Hi. Hi. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. What part of Canada are you in?
I'm in New Brunswick.
And is it snowy there?
I can't even begin to tell you. I've been shoveling snow so much that I scream at the sky. It's true. I'm done. I'm so done with snow.
Your neighbors must love you.
Well, we live up a lane. Nobody can hear me, so I really have free license to say what I want to the sky.
And I bet you do. I'm getting the impression that there are some colorful words up at the sky.
Well, I don't know. I always wonder who might be listening, so I'm a little careful.
Well, Canadians are nice.
Up there, yeah.
Do you have a sneaky pony story?
Well, it was my horse. Okay, so I have to give you a little background. So this horse, I showed her, and then I evented her. And she was really smart, very smart animal. But I had her at a boarding school. I went to a girls' boarding school in high school where riding was the main sport. Okay, then I decided my senior year, it might be fun to try a different sport before I graduated, which was really stupid. And anyway, I had to send my horse home, and we discovered that Snow, her name was Snow, by the way, she was a regular Houdini. Okay, so here's my poem.
Okay.
'Twas the day before tryouts, thought I'd give it a shot. If I played soccer, a rider I was not. My horse would have to go home and be cared for by both brother and mom. But horse care, dad would have none. So onto the trailer she went, my heart broke but determined. To join the team in a new sport I'd learn and sprain my ankle the first day.
Oh, God.
Meanwhile, Snow arrived home, her stall all bedded, to join with Trigger, our pony, so in love and lightheaded. He followed her everywhere, his heart a-smitten. And we all learned something. My darling sweet Snow is no kitten. Left on her own with no one to ride her, she got bored and did as she desired. The grass looked greener over the fences, so flipped up the gate latch to begin her life as a menace. She learned to untie knots, open doors in a jiffy, the chain and padlock. Ha ha! Took no effort, not any. Out on the groomed lawn, her hooves ripping divots, the damage she created in a matter of minutes. Trigger, innocent and loving, wanted to follow, but he knew the lawn was a place not allowed. Entice her with grain to come close to be caught. It was a game to catch her. She just said, not. A foot of fresh powder fell on semi-frozen ice. The pond looked like a field. Oh, wow, how wonderful, how nice. Come on, Trigger, let's go for a romp. She lifted the latch. Through the deep powder, they stomped. Oh, no, said my mother when she looked out the window. The gate is open towards the pond. There they go. Mom called a neighbor to come give her a hand. She told him, go round the pond. Spook the horses back home, back to where they belong. Mom grabbed a bucket and tossed in some grain. If those horses fall in, we'll never see them again. The horses made it to the pond, their first steps filled with water. But checking this out, they didn't bother. Whoop, whoop, whoop came the sound, shouting, our neighbor's arms flailing akimbo. Snow spun around, Trigger at her elbow. Then they saw Mom with the bucket. They heard her shaking the grain. They made a beeline towards her, quick with the lead lines, finally restrained. Mom led them both home, more educated than before. This mare had shown her true colors, not to be trusted, not ever, no more.
Very well done.
And that's a true story.
Sally, Merry Christmas. We have to run. We appreciate you calling. Have fun up there in the snow.
Well, tinsel jingle. Merry Christmas to you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
All right, guys, we have to do some prizes, but first we have to do a poem that apparently was written and sung by a certain someone's from the Healthy Critters Show.
Hedwig just got kidnapped by a reindeer walking home from the Healthy Critters Show. You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But we at Healthy Critters really know.
I've been eating Christmas fruitcake and several kinds of tea. But my GI tract combustion brought this little dog to her knees.
When we found the empty collar and the ransom note in snow, there were hoof prints on the driveway and a voice on the roof saying, ho, ho, ho.
Now Patty's getting lunch lines to lasso the sleigh and dog. Hedwig's servant grabs her cell phone, Jennifer reboots to analog.
It's not Christmas without Hedwig. She's the show's comedian. If we can't rescue Hedwig, will her place be taken by Glenn?
Now Santa wants to parlay for my quick release. Because my decibel barking has ensured he won't get any tea.
So we make a deal with Santa, and this is the result. Hedwig returns to Healthy Critters, and the reindeer get a free nutritional consult.
Very well done.
Yay.
Thank you. Thank you.
And Jennifer for putting in the sound effects. They were great.
I know. That was awesome. Excellent.
They're awesome.
Well done.
That is not what it sounded like when we did it.
Let's give away some prizes, guys.
All right. Well, first prize this hour is a BioStar prize pack, including a BioStar bucket with one each of our InZen and ZenX paste calmers, one bag of BioStar liver treats for dogs, Tigger's book, Whole Foods for Horses, and one bag of Tummies for Horses, $125 value.
Tigger, this is your prize. It's a great prize.
It's a great prize. And it covers all the critters, you know, the
something
most
for everybody.
Important critters.
Yeah.
The horses and the dogs.
Yeah. And are the liver treats made to look like hot dogs?
Yes.
Only if they can go in a horse's mouth.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead. All right. So let me do the shuffle here. I got to do the royal shuffle. So let's do that. Sorting the spreadsheet. And Patty, why don't you go first? We need a number between 339.
227.
227. Scrolling.
Dun-da-da-da.
Dun-da-da-da. Heather Weimer.
Oh, congratulations,
Heather. Congratulations, Heather. You get a prize pack from BioStar. That's true. Yay.
Okay, next up is the N2 Saddlery Prize Pack with an embroidered N2 saddle pad and an N2 dressage girth made of fine English leather. a value of $350.
That's a nice price.
Yeah.
Wow.
And two salary.
Patty's going, I want that one.
Wait, is my number in there?
Yeah.
And two salary offers custom fitted dressage saddles designed for a perfect fit for your horse. And two saddles are made of the finest British sourced material by our certified master saddlers in the UK. Top equestrians like Olympic Adrian Lyle, Pan Am gold and silver medalist Sarah Lockman and Jennifer Balmert, and Kelly Lane depend on N2 Saddles because they meet the needs of their rider and the needs of the horse. Learn more at n2saddlery.com.
So, you're going to pick a number, again, between 1 and 349.
Tigger, my number is 2.
Go ahead, Tigger. You can pick this time.
60.
60. Okay, so this is interesting, this person winning, because the numbers on either side of her after I have done the shuffle have been picked. The names on either side of her two times today.
Oh, my
gosh. And, oh, my gosh.
And now it's also on the other side of her. No, I'm just kidding. She wins. It's Jacqueline Burke wins that.
Congratulations, Jacqueline.
Good job, Jacqueline. Hey,
congratulations.
Okay, our third prize is a one-year premium subscription to Ride with GPS, an $80 value. Ride with GPS offers the world's best route planning software and mobile app, trusted by horse and bike riders around the world. This premium subscription will allow you to unlock advanced route planning tools, offline maps, turn-by-turn voice navigation, live logging, and more. This prize is for a one-year premium subscription to the website and mobile app, Ride with GPS.
All right, back to you, Patty.
And let's see. Let's do 83.
83 is Kayla Mosher.
Mm.
Woo-hoo-hoo.
Good job, Kayla. Well All done. Right. By the way, anybody that wins during the day will be their names will be put back in the prizes for the grand prizes at the end of the day.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
And our last prize this hour is the $50 gift certificate from horselovers.com. Horselovers.com is the world's largest online tack shop. Why? Because they have over 160,000 products. So when you need something, they have it. Everything for the English, Western, and everyday rider. Plus, shop with confidence, knowing you're getting the lowest prices available. Horselovers.com is offering a special holiday discount with a purchase of for HRN listeners. Get $10 off any $99 order at horselovers.com. Simply enter HRN in the coupon box at checkout.
All right. So what are we going to need? What number? That'd be Tigger, I guess.
123.
123 is Joanne Kutchel number 123 and wins that. So that's terrific. Where can people find your show and your website and everything, Tigger?
Healthy Critters Radio. We're on Facebook, Healthy Critters Radio on Facebook, and healthycrittersradio.com on a Google search. And you can also find it through Viator.
And you can also go on Facebook for Ask Hedwig.
The dog has its own Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably more popular than mine. Then now I'm really mad.
Do you think that maybe you have some questions you could ask her? Because I can get a good word in for her to answer you.
I bet you could. Well, thanks, guys. You always perk up the middle of our day. We really appreciate it. Don't forget.
Thanks, Glenn.
Don't forget. I want to tell everybody that they can win a $500 gift certificate at the end of the day from Kelly Hurd Jewelry or your choice of any WinTech saddle. Kelly Hurd Jewelry is known for quality, affordable equestrian jewelry. You guys probably own some. They have something for every type of rider in almost any discipline, and exclusive for our listeners alone, they're offering a 35% off coupon for sterling silver jewelry. Wow. Use the code HRN for a massive discount. Give it to your husband, give it to your boyfriend, give it to your significant other, and say, go buy me crap there for 35% off today. Go do it today at KellyHurdJewelry.com. And that'll actually
Peter,
be
did you hear that?
Yeah, that's right. Both Peters.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Coming up next hour, we have the Horse Husbands Hour. We kick Wendy out, which I'm kind of sad about because I'm wearing down a bit. You do have to work. Joseph's going to be here for the Horse Husbands Hour. We have a terrific guest from another TV show planned, and that's coming up next hour. But first, we have to listen to these. We'll be back, everybody.